We are looking at foreign policy and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's meeting in Cambodia today for the first face-to-face meeting since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in August, China's defense minister telling Austin Taiwan is at the core of Beijing's interests and it is a red line that must not be crossed. Lloyd Austin is urging China to avoid, quote, destabilizing actions toward Taiwan. Joining me right now is Fox News senior strategic analyst and chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, General Jack Keane. And General, I did not call the minister Lloyd Austin's counterpart because I don't know that you can call him his counterpart. Is he a counterpart or is the most important people in Beijing the Politburo?
Well, the most important people are the seven on this special select committee. They're the people that run China. President Xi is the director of that committee. But what is good here is, number one, Austin certainly put on the table China's intimidation and coercion of Taiwan and the South China Sea at writ large, and made the point, you know, that it's China that's destabilizing the situation out there. And that is what needs to be said to these folks. I mean, and we also have to have a healthy dose of skepticism here. We welcome the talk, certainly. They were broken off because of the Pelosi visit. And if there's going to be counterpart talks after the Biden-Xi summit, good thing. But let's be realistic also. We did so much talking with Putin prior to Ukraine. Counterpart talks ad infinitum, President Putin and also President Biden talking, and it did not stop them from their aggression and invasion of Ukraine. Why? Because Putin was convinced that was in his national interest. He's absolutely obsessed with taking it. And that can be applied to where we are. Talks are good, but also recognize that actions are really what we have to follow here. And we have got to counter the Chinese actions.
But what about this? I mean, this is their red line, right, General? I mean, they keep saying this in every meeting, do not cross that red line. And we've got the ambiguity of the U.S.'s policy, but, you know, they're putting it out there. Austin also said that the Ukrainian forces are in a good position to keep fighting Russian forces through the winter. But first, your thoughts on the red line that China continues to reiterate regarding Taiwan.
Well, we're not going to do anything that crosses any red line. We would only act if China crossed the red line. China's already broken the Taiwan Relations Act by the intimidation and coercion. That act said maintain peace and stability in the cross straits between Taiwan and China. They violated that. And if they and the threatening by force for 10 years, President Xi has done that, and he sped it up, obviously, rather in the last few years, that's also a violation. He's threatened to take a country over by force. That's a violation of the agreement. So this is rhetorical nonsense that they're putting out there that don't cross the red line. I mean, I wish Biden had looked Xi in the eye and said to him, listen, President Xi, if you invade Taiwan, you have crossed the red line. And you're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. And that is respond militarily. And I'm going to encourage my allies to do the same thing. And the only reason we're doing it is because of your actions. We want stability in the region. We don't want to have to send all these arms and equipment to Taiwan. We're only doing that because you're threatening to take it by force.